Now we're going to crown this week's grand champion. Let's bring back from Here's to You, Mr. Robinson, Anna Chavla. From International Doppelgangers, Kim Roth. From Idiot Jukebox, Ben Kopisch. From That's Not Fair, Monique Sully. And from Three Characters in Search of an Author, Amanda Strogoff. I'm going to ask our puzzle guru, John Chinesky, to crown our winner.
This final round is called Solving with Ease. In this round, every answer is a word, phrase, or proper noun that contains at least three E's and no other vowels, not even Y. For example, if I gave you the clue, Surf, Tide, and All are popular brands of this, you'd say detergents. Now, we're playing this spelling bee style, so one wrong answer and you're out. You'll only have a few seconds to give an answer. Last person standing is our grand winner. Remember, every answer will have at least three E's, could be more, and no other vowels. Here we go. Anna. It's a two-word rhyming phrase for a minor car accident.
Fender bender.
Fender bender's right. Kim. This magazine is titled after the typical age of its young female readers.
17.
That's right. Ben. In the 12 days of Christmas, it's the gift received on the third day. 3 seconds.
Three swans of swan. I'm wrong.
No, I'm sorry, Ben. Ben, just stand aside for a second. Monique, in the 12 days of Christmas, it's the gift received on the third day.
Three French hens.
Three French hens is correct. Ben, thank you for joining us. And now just the ladies are on the stage. Amanda, Anne Sullivan taught her how to read and speak.
Helen Keller.
That's right. Anna, he's the black and white Looney Tunes character who speaks with a French accent.
Pepe Le Pew.
Oui, oui, way to go. Pepe Le Pew. Kim, she sang Roxy in the movie version of the musical Chicago. All right, shaking her head. Let's see if Monique knows this. Monique, she sang Roxy in the movie version of the musical Chicago.
Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Not Catherine Zeta-Jones. Let's see if Amanda knows. Amanda?
Renee Zellweger.
Renee Zellweger is correct. We're going to say goodbye to Monique and goodbye to Kim. It's down to two people, Anna and Amanda. Anna, in the mid-80s, it was the slogan for Wendy's yelled by a cranky old lady. 3 seconds.
Where's the beef?
Where's the beef is right. Amanda, wearing the number 2 on his pinstripes, he's the longtime shortstop for the New York Yankees.
Derek Jeter.
Derek Jeter's right. Anna, it's the green liqueur in a grasshopper cocktail. 3 words. 3 seconds. Let's see if Amanda knows. Step aside for just 1 second, Anna. Amanda?
Is it creme de menthe?
It is creme de menthe, and Amanda takes the game. Way to go. Thank you for playing, Anna.
What a great round, Amanda. Congratulations. You are Ask Me Another big winner. Tom Ruprecht has agreed not only to give you a copy of his book, This Would Drive Him Crazy, A Phony Oral History of J.D. Salinger, but you also receive Tom's own copy that he spoke of, that real biography of Salinger that's got all the pages mixed up and stuff. So congratulations.
Thank you.
You're welcome. That is all we have for you today, but you can be a puzzle player anytime, any place. Take us with you by downloading our podcast, or you can always find us on Facebook or Twitter. Just look around for NPR Ask Me Another. Ask Me Another's puzzle guru is John Chinesky.
Hey, my name anagrams to Oh Heck Ninjas.
Our house musician is Jonathan Colton.
Thou jolt a cannon.
Our puzzle editor is Art Chung, with additional puzzle writing by Kyle Beakley, Greg D. Costanzo, Sean Kennedy, Greg Lightman, Brock Mahan, and Jamie Matler. Ask Me Another is produced by Jesse Baker, Josh Rogerson, John Asante, and Eleanor Kagan, along with Portia Robertson-Migas and Eric Newsom. We are recorded by Paul Ruest and Ivan Kuriev. We'd like to thank our home in Brooklyn, New York, the Bell House.
Hot Heel Blues.
And our production partner, WNYC. I'm Her Ripe Begonias.
Ophira Eisenberg.
And this was Ask Me Another from NPR.